Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. Weekly radio shows that you and your loved ones and your friends and your neighbors and nowadays, thanks to the power of the internet, even your cousin in Manhattan, Kansas, can listen in and get the radio wellness stuff going. So ultimately, you can go to KXORadio.com, look at the Let's Talk About It tab, click on that tab, and get a list of almost 2.5 years of weekly radio shows that we've broadcast. A lot of interesting topics. So as you listen today, think about that and think about who's running around with a five-year-old right now who seems to be, you know, the kid was over for Easter or whatever, and they broke all the eggs and they got all sugared up and bad things happen. And, you know, that may be the one. And some child like that may benefit enormously. We're back with Lupe Barra. She's a mental health rehabilitation technician. And she is one of the coaches for First Steps to Success. And we're talking about this evidence-based program for at-risk children. And they get their five-year-olds and they work them through this program. So, we were talking before the break about, you know, teacher beginning of the year starts to kind of develop a list. Mm-hmm. And then you guys come in October and refine the list and kind of decide where you're going to put your primary focus.
Right, right.
Okay, exactly. So you've got little Johnny, and it could be Jane, it could be a girl, but mm-hmm. probably mostly boys, I'm guessing, because you said the ones who are acting out the most, and boys tend to externalize behavior, a little bit more than girls. It's not always that way, obviously.
Not always. I think in my experiences last couple years with First Steps to Success, I would say I've worked with a balance.
Girl power.
Yes.
I like girl power.
Yeah.
It's like very cool.
Yeah, definitely.
So you get this targeted child, though.
Sure. I mean, girls, we do more of the arguing and the...
More verbal stuff.
More verbal, you know, I don't want to be your friend type of thing. You know, let's not be her friend type of thing. And so that could be very disruptive to the classroom setting, because then everybody's upset, right?
My daughter's my youngest child. And I didn't even realize that existed until she went
to
school.
I'm sure she doesn't do that.
No, she doesn't.
No.
But she didn't handle it well when it was happening around her either.
Right.
She was like, whoa, what's this?
Sure, sure, yeah. Yeah, so I can say that I've had a very good balance of boys and girls.
So you're beginning of the year, it's October, you and the teacher have identified this child. Mm-hmm. Now, if you guys are going to fiddle or work or help or support or whatever your word is with this child, at what point do the parents get brought in and informed?
The parents are
targeted my child.
Yeah, the parents are actually informed right away. Program is so, it's a very thorough an extensive program. I mean, we go from the beginning of the school year where we're screening clients for the program to see if they might be of benefit, or screening students, to see if they might benefit from the program. And obviously, I mean, we need parents on board
and parent
to do
support
that.
And engagement's a part of that, right?
Definitely. Okay. We need consent, parent
okay,
consent.
Okay, so they know right away.
Sure.
So you've got this kid, he's in school, mom and dad know he's going to be selected for this special support program.
Me, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Do you, like, how do you target this child? How do you begin to change behavior?
So once we decide on the child that would maybe most benefit from the program we obviously there's another meeting held with the parent to inform them, hey, you know, your child has been selected, you know,
lucky winner.
Yeah, would you like to participate? You know, this is what we're offering. And so behavioral health, you know, in conjunction with the school district is offering support to the parent, and the parent most of the time, you know, is saying, yeah, you know.
Have they noticed typically?
have they noticed
that the child may be kind of difficult to manage?
Sometimes there's been a balance, because there are some parents that
a sigh of relief.
Yeah,
oh,
they're like,
thank
oh
goodness.
My gosh, thank goodness. Yeah, because we get a lot of that at home too.
But you get some parents are going to go, what?
Yeah, that doesn't happen at my house. Yeah. But yeah, and then later on,
let me show you a video.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So once we meet with the parent and we offer the services, then of course we start working with the child in the classroom, and it's, you know, we're working with them every day in the classroom. For what happens is that we start working with them maybe about 20 to 30 minutes a day on behavior modification training.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.